Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. John Lynch sounds like he wants Jimmy G back. Jimmy G has been so injury prone over the course of his career. Remember back in 2016 with the New England Patriots. He's the starter to begin the season. Tom Brady suspended, Deflategate 4 games. Garoppolo looks pretty good to start off his career as a starter and then sprains his shoulder. Remember that? That's why Jacoby Brissett came in. Sprained shoulder right off the bat. Couple of years later, he comes off the end of that rousing 2017 campaign in San Francisco where he wins those 5 starts with the Niners after being traded. He enters 2018 coming off a torn ACL, tears his ACL. They can't even build that momentum in 2018. 2019 stays healthy whole season. They get to a Super Bowl, but last year, high ankle sprain early and then re-aggravated late. So this is a guy that in only 5 years, really 4 seasons, sprained shoulder, torn ACL, multiple high ankle sprains. Look, it's hard for me to put much trust in Jimmy G to be the future quarterback under center for the Niners if he can't stay healthy. That is the most important piece of the puzzle for a QB. But I think when John Lynch says he wants him back and he's confident in Garoppolo, it's because there's not better options out there. Why? Well, the more that you sift through the options on the open market, the more you realize there's not a lot of movement happening right now. We knew Carson Wentz was going to leave Philadelphia, but he only wanted to go to one place, the Colts. So they got their guy. Matthew Stafford was going to be on the open market. Only one team could get Matthew Stafford, and who he's going to replace is not a solution for anybody else. Stafford goes to L.A. Nobody's fighting over Jared Goff because of his contract. I mean, essentially, the Rams had thrown an extra one just to allow their lines to absorb that money. Which is why when we hear the rumblings out of Boston this week that perhaps the Patriots and Cam Newton are open to a reunion, it's likely because, man, you look around, there's not a lot of other single women at this party. Which brings us now to Cam and another would-be free agent. In Las Vegas, they got Derek Carr, and they had signed Marcus Mariota as a backup. looks like they're okay with Carr. They want to roll with Carr again, and so Mariota becomes expendable. Mariota was fine last year in some spot duty, and so they've been trying to trade him. However, no takers. Now, this is weird, right? Marcus Mariota, backup quarterback. We've seen him as a starter before. He looked okay last year in spot duty. What could be the problem? He's only 27 years old. Why wouldn't teams, everybody seems to be in need of a quarterback, why wouldn't they trade for Marcus Mariota? Why did the trade market dry up for Marcus? The reason? The money. M-O-N-E-Y, D-A. The bit is Mariota's base salary is $10 million coming up this season. Not a big deal. If he's your starting quarterback, you spend $10 million, that's fine. However, incentives as a starter can add another $12 million on top of that. That's what the contract that he signed with the Raiders says. So teams are looking at a potential $22 million Marcus Mariota and going, no. They'd spend $22 million for a guaranteed starter, but Mariota is far from a guarantee, so they're not interested, which means it's likely the Raiders are just going to have to chop him, and he's going to be a free agent. So, if that's your options of the free agent market this offseason, Marcus Mariota, Cam Newton, who you taking? The answer? Absolutely Marcus Mariota. No questions asked. I know that Marcus Mariota hasn't risen to the heights of Cam Newton. I realize Mariota never led his team to a Super Bowl, never went 15-1, never won the NFL MVP. I realize Marcus Mariota has not had the Pro Bowl caliber seasons that Cam Newton has had. At this point in their careers, I'd much rather roll the dice with Marcus Mariota, which then makes the Patriots more interesting. If the Patriots have their choice of the two, Cam and Marcus Mariota, yes, they had Cam with them last year, but Mariota's known as a great teammate. Mariota's known as a very coachable guy. Mariota, for all of his warts as a football player between the lines, is always known as a great guy in the locker room, around the facility. Wonderful dude. Wouldn't have to worry about that. Talk about a Patriot Way type guy. You could only imagine Marcus Mariota. No ego, come in, whatever you need me to do, coach, just want to win here. Mariota's 5 years younger than Cam Newton. Mariota doesn't have all the wear and tear on his body like Cam. Mariota playing for the Patriots last year, my guess, throws more than 7 touchdowns and 1,000 yards or whatever it was, 2,000 yards through the air, and overall looked like a robot trying to throw a forward pass, which is what Cam Newton looked like so many times last year. I think it's a no-doubter, no-brainer. You go with Mariota there on the free agent market, and this is only obviously if he's outside of that contract. You don't want to pay him $22 million. But I think this is where we're going to go, where the Raiders will have to just flat out release him, and then Mariota is a free agent willing to sign anywhere. And if you are an NFL team that has a need at QB, especially if you're one of these teams that will draft a rookie quarterback and you could use a bridge, Mariota is a great option, isn't he? It's a great option. I mean, kind of like last year how the Chargers went into the season with Tyrod Taylor and having drafted Justin Herbert. Now, Tyrod Taylor gets injured early because the doctor stabbed him in the lung. But had that not happened, Tyrod was going to be there until he handed the job over to Justin Herbert when they felt like the season was spiraling out of control, it was already lost, or they just wanted to see what the kid had. Could do that easily this year with Marcus Mariota. Let's say you're the Jets. Got a lot of cap space. You know you could get something for Sam Darnold because you are preparing to draft Zach Wilson number 2 overall. How about the Jets signing Marcus Mariota to a short-term deal? He's our starter right now in the interim until we hand things over to Justin Fields and we're trading Sam Darnold to get some draft assets in return. Certainly plausible, right? A team that is in the need of a QB right now that's drafting their future, but the future's not quite here yet, could do worse than Marcus Mariota. And I even think that there's a team, if they're really out on the street without a QB solution, signing Mariota to be your starting quarterback is not the worst idea in the world. It's kind of like a Teddy Bridgewater situation where you know that Bridgewater isn't your long-term solution, but for the moment, he can help you get where you need to go and do so without embarrassing himself and the organization. They're both likely to be cheap options, Mariota and Cam. Cam's got the pizzazz. Cam's got the costumes. Cam's got the personality. Cam's got the reputation. But let's face it, the better football option in 2021 is Marcus Mariota if they're both free agents. One to watch. Hit me up on the phones, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. Very special Green Party episode coming your way next hour here on the show. Because yesterday, Bogues had the stunt to a news where this kid out in Phoenix, outside of Phoenix, like 50 minutes outside of Phoenix, ends up faking his own kidnapping to avoid work. He hated work that much. What did he do? Did he work at a morgue? Digging ditches? Laying cement in the hot Phoenix sun? No. This 19-year-old dude, he worked at the tire store. Didn't want to be around tires anymore. Smell of vulcanized rubber sent him over the edge. So this kid ends up faking a story where fake kidnappers clubbed him over the head, took him out in the middle of the desert, held him at gunpoint to find his dad's buried treasure in the desert, then tied him up and left a sock in his mouth. All of it was fake. All of it was staged. The cops show up, they're like, there's been no sign of foul play here. This is not a very good motive, buried treasure. Bring it to the hospital, doctors are like, there's no concussion, there's no wound here, he didn't get hit over the head. And so now we know all it was he just didn't want to go to work at the tire store that day. Is the tire store that bad? Is it really that bad? And if it is, what does it say about the tire store's management? I mean, this guy must be a slave driver, his boss. I'd rather concoct my own brutal kidnapping than go to work today. So coming up on the Green Party an hour from now, Connor Green is going to give us the three best things about faking your own kidnapping. Or the three worst things. I don't know. He could do either one of these. But we're asking you guys today on the web poll, which is available on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio, have you ever held a job that was so bad, you hated your boss so much, faking your own kidnapping was a better option? Talk about a rough case of the Mondays. Oh, I so do not want to go to work tomorrow. Why, I don't want to get up? Alarm clock goes off too early? Nope. I just hate my job so much I'd rather be kidnapped. Wow, that's a pretty bad case of the Mondays. Big quarterly report coming down that you got to get in? Nope. No, I just changed tires, but I hate it so much I'm going to fake my own kidnapping. I'm going to call 911 and then go to the hospital. That's better than changing tires today. I mean, this kid, all he had to do, this dopey kid, was drive around Phoenix and pick up car parts for this place and change some tires.
DA, no one's explained why he couldn't just call out sick. Has he done that too many times? Do you have no more vacation days left? Why did he need to go to this extreme? That has not been explained yet, why this was his only option to not go change tires.
The boss must have been a monster. Just no matter what. He was scared. Scared of this boss. I don't know. Couldn't call in. He either called in sick too many times or just feared for his life with this boss. Bad dude or a bad woman. I don't know. Running that tire store. You don't want to mess with that person, you know? I guess. Are you looking forward to the Green Party, Bogues?
I'm looking forward to it every single time it happens. I wish it happened. I don't want to put work on Connor's plate, but I wish there was one every day. They never disappoint.
Coming your way an hour from now. When we come back here on the DA Show, we have your best audio of the day. We've got sound check coming up here on the show. And that includes LeBron James. After yet another disappointing loss, the Jazz thrashed the Lakers last night. We'll talk about the red-hot Jazz. And an unbelievable Instagram video where this woman gets out of her car, comes over to the driver's side of the car behind her and starts scolding that driver. Stop harassing me. Stop trailing me. Stop following me. I'm going to call the cops. She is hot. Well, the guys trailing her had a pretty good reason for doing so. You'll love this audio coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Remember, you can watch the show at watchda.com every single day. Available on any device. Go to watchda.com on your phone, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your PC. Also, you can watch us on Twitch. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on Twitch and watch us there. The simulcast cook it every single day. The Wizard of WatchDA.com. Pressing buttons, pushing levers, and making it sing live in sparkling Technicolor. We begin with LeBron James. LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James. After a 114-89 loss to the Jazz, Utah is white hot, and the Lakers have now lost four in a row.
It's always about staying confident, continue to give my teammates the courage and the confidence out there on the floor and to make plays. And, you know, it's a tough stretch for us, but, you know, if, you know, this won't define who we will be for the rest of the season and for the long haul, that's for sure. I'm always about, you know, the process and the good and the bad, the ugly, you know, and everything that comes with it. So, you know, you can gain some experience from in the previous year, but, you know, this year is its own challenge. And we take a full strength and then try to get healthy and get ready to play, you know, the game of basketball, how we've grown accustomed to playing here with the Lakers.
So there's two different sides of what happened last night between the Lakers and the Jazz. Number one, Lakers side. They have now lost four straight games. They have lost to some good teams like the Jazz last night, who dominated them. Lost to the Brooklyn Nets as well at home. And those are teams that they will have to match up against in the postseason to get back to an NBA Finals and win a championship. Perhaps the Nets in the NBA Finals. However, without Anthony Davis, all bets are off. I really don't care what the Lakers look like without their best or second best player. You know, if LeBron James was out right now and it's just AD, what would we say? So what? LeBron's out. This tells us nothing about the Lakers. So the same thing, because they're 1-1A, AD does everything for them. And we know this. If Anthony Davis is injured to the playoffs, or LeBron James is injured to the playoffs, the Lakers aren't getting very far. They're not getting back to the NBA Finals. They need both those guys. Both those guys are crucial. They are vital. One being taken out of the equation changes the entire calculus for the Lakers. And that's the way that I look at this. Yeah, you're going to lose games. And yes, you're going to lose to good teams. But if AD's back in the playoffs and they're both healthy, you betting against the Lakers? Because then that's the real litmus test. What they look like with those guys healthy. Because presumably those two guys will be healthy in the playoffs. And if they're not, the Lakers are shot. The flip side, the more important side, is what the Jazz are doing. Behold Utah. They have won 22 of their last 24 games. 20 of those wins are by double digits. They just routed the Lakers. And right now, Utah is the best NBA team. They've got a 26-6 record and the only squad in the league that's in the top five in both offensive and defensive efficiency. They've got not one, but two All-Stars in Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. They are proving that their coaching is elite. Their depth is solid. Their chemistry, obviously, has been ironed out since last year's weird bubble situation with COVID and Gobert and Mitchell, etc. And they are feeling it. And if you watch the Utah Jazz and think that they aren't good enough to compete with the Clippers and the Lakers and other teams of the West, you are sadly mistaken. They're every bit as good as those teams. They don't have the traditional star power of having Kawhi and Paul George or LeBron and AD. But the way that Mitchell and Gobert are playing, they're monsters. And I think after what happened last year, the unceremonious dumping in the bubble, I think this Jazz team came back with a renewed purpose, confidence, and focus. I'm all about this Jazz team. All about them. They are legit. And the moment that you wise up and realize this, the better. Because this is no fluke. You don't go 22-2 with 20 blowouts without being legit. This Jazz team has taken on all comers, and they've blown out most of them. It's been a machine to watch the Jazz. Here's Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster on free agency this offseason, courtesy of TMZ.
At the end of the day, I want to have my legacy in Pittsburgh and retire there.
Really?
Yeah, I want to leave, yeah.
You started there, you want to finish there?
Yes, sir.
But you could see yourself in a Chargers jersey, maybe Rams?
Not right now. Until I actually get let go, other than that, I'm Pittsburgh for life.
Look, I hate to break this to Juju, but the Steelers ain't paying. The Steelers have done this to countless other wide receivers. The moment that they hit the open market, the moment that they became somewhat expensive, they said, thanks, but no thanks, we'll develop the next guy. Happened to Plaxico Burress. Happened to Mike Wallace. Happened to Santonio Holmes. It's going to happen to Juju Smith-Schuster. Happened to Antonio Brown. It's going to keep happening. Juju, hate to break it to you, the Steelers don't pay their wide receivers because they don't need to. They are just going to draft your replacement, and they've already done that. I mean, last year we saw other guys step up already for the Steelers, and it's going to happen again. And Juju has become a personality. He's really good, obviously, in terms of social media branding. He's a guy that has become, you know, a popular guy with kids. He dances, and he's got a big Instagram personality and following. And that's all fine and good, but that's not going to keep him in Pittsburgh. Okay, because last year, both Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool both caught more yards than Juju Smith-Schuster. My guess is you know what Juju looks like. You don't know what Deontay Johnson looks like. Deontay was a third-round pick 2 years ago, 24 years old. Chase Claypool, one of the big breakout stars of last year, a second-round pick, 2020, 22 years old. Juju, you think they're paying you? You better get it right. Steelers don't pay their wide receivers. They just keep drafting and developing new ones. And finally, this audio is hysterical. I saw this video last night, and I just was cracking up laughing. It is the scene of two cars, okay? And the person holding the cameras in the car that's trailing the other one, so in the rear car, they are pulled over on the side of the road. And there's two guys inside this vehicle. One guy's in the driver's seat. One guy's in the passenger seat. Passenger seat guy has the camera going. This woman comes out of her car and she storms over to the driver's side of the car that was trailing them. trailing her, and starts screaming at him. I'm going to call the cops. You're being creepy. Why are you following me? Get lost. Buzz off. She is hot. She is heated. She is mad at these two dudes following her, and she is PO'd. And in the middle of her rant, they're trying to tell her something. They're trying to stop her for a second. Ma'am, we got something to tell you. And she's not hearing it. Wait till you hear why they were trying to get her attention. Here's the clip.
Leave me alone. Why do you keep following me? It's honestly so creepy, and I'm going to call the cops.
Okay? Ma'am, no.
Because you guys aren't leaving me alone. And that's why women can't go out in the world by themselves, because of guys like you.
What?
Okay? So stop following me.
You have? I don't know if you have like a gas problem. You have a thing hanging out of your car.
What are you talking about?
There's literally a gas hose hanging out of your car. No one's being creeped. Oh. No, thank you. I guess.
Thank you,
there's the thank you. That's. She's what? She's taking it with her.
She doesn't have the hose.
Thank you to get all of it.
Wow, dude.
Nice. She didn't even close the gas cap.
She's out here.
She says, this is why women can't go out, because of creepers like you. They're like, ma'am, you got a gas hose hanging out of your car. The camera pans over to the car where the woman goes back to her car. Literally, there is a gas hose still stuck in her gas tank that she just pulled away from the gas station and ripped it off. It was still hanging out of her car. And she grabs it, is upset. She didn't realize it, then stuffs it into the car, the entire hose. I don't know if this video is real or staged, but it's great. It's great either way. Stop following me. You guys are creepy. That's why women can't go out of the house. Quit it. Ma'am, you drove off of a gas station parking lot with the hose still in your tank. You're dragging the gas hose.
I don't know if you have like a gas problem. You have a thing hanging out of your car.
Oh. Well, in that case, want to go out? Well, kind of observant. Well, you know what? Maybe you're not so bad. Want to go get a drink? There's a gas hose hanging out of this chick's gas tank, dragging it along the road. Then she shoves it into her car. I would just leave that there, ma'am. I don't think you want that gas hose inside your Maxima unless you're going to return it to that gas station.
Well, that's the follow-up, right? Can you go? Do you go back to the gas station and go, I'm sorry. As you've already noticed, you're missing a gas hose. I have it because I drove off with it. Or do you just assume that they're not going to come to your house to take it back and just let no one else know that this happened?
Yeah, I'd like to make an exchange or a return. Yep, what do you got? I've got your gas hose. You're holding this giant 12 feet of rubber hose that you bring into the cashier and the clerk. And I'll take two of the dollar scratch-offs, too. And I've got your gas hose.
I mean, maybe you just drive up and throw it out the door and then just drive off again so they have it back, but you don't need to handle the embarrassment of what you did. Maybe that's how you handle this?
Stop creeping on me. You must think I'm so hot. No, ma'am. You're just dragging a gas hose for the last 5 miles.
And I don't know about you, but my car has a light that comes on if the cap is open. Like I'm alerted to the thing, like the panel, a little door being open or the cap not being closed correctly. So did she also ignore a blinking thing on her dashboard as well as the sound of the hose dragging along beside her?
Literally a Yikes. Gas hose.
It's a gas hose. You're dragging a gas hose, ma'am. And that is your sound check. Dwayne is in Pittsburgh. Yeah. My bad. Dwayne is in Pittsburgh here on CBS Sports Radio. What up, Dwayne?
Hey, good morning, DA.
Good morning.
Quick story, man. I feel her pain. Just nobody bothered to tell me. I was running late to work, of course, and got fuel multitasking in the car and literally got what I was doing done and just pulled away and ripped it out. I got down the road and people were passing me up, kind of giving me the point, pointing at my car. I was too embarrassed to go back. I just pulled off and kind of did what she did, just threw it in the car. The hell with it. Great show, guys. I'm missing Mraz.
Yeah, Mraz is actually back tomorrow. His little Florida vacation is over today, so he'll be back tomorrow on the show, so it'll be good to have him back. That is funny. So you see, it can happen. You can drive off with a gas hose in your car. It's great. Stop creeping on me. I know I'm fine, but stop creeping on me. No, ma'am. You just have a gas hose hanging out of your car for the last 5 miles. Oh, I'm still fine. Yeah, we're not arguing that, man. We just want to let you know you have a gas hose hanging out of your car. You better step off, son. You can't get with this. Ma'am, I'm not trying to get a date. I'm just trying to alert you. You have a gas hose hanging out of your car.
Yeah. You have a significant fire danger hanging off the side of your car that you may want to address. I'm just thinking out loud here, man, but it's up to you.
On the phones, Bob is in Kentucky here on CBS Sports Radio. Bobbo, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, that kid at the tire store, if he hangs in for 3 more days, he's managing the Cleveland Indians.
Well done. Well done. More major league references, please. All right, AB has our headline this morning. Mr. Bogues, what do we got?
Let's go back to those Utah Jazz. Insanely good right now. The shorthanded Lakers, their latest victim.
Donovan drives with the right hand to the rack. Easy layup, scores it. LeBron is disgusted with his teammates. 26-point lead. Kuzma's wondering where Montrezl Harrell was. Most fans do wonder where his defense is. Lock,
feisty as always. Woo. On Jazz Radio. Utah rolling to a 114-89 home win over the Lakers, who remain without Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder. Donovan Mitchell, 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists in the rout.
Best thing about this game was we continue to keep our foot on the gas, you know, every step of the way. And I think that was something that was impressive. You know, obviously the ball movement, the defense was great, but our relentlessness, you know, I think was something that, you know, we can applaud ourselves for, but continue
to
build off of.
The Jazz have now won 22 of 24. 20 of those wins have been by double digits. LA on the flip side has dropped 4 in a row and 5 of 6. The Hornets cooled off the Suns with a 127-124 win in Phoenix, but the Suns did get Devin Booker in the All-Star game as an injury replacement. Miami pushed its win streak to 4, 116-108 over the Raptors. The Rockets lost their 9th in a row, 112-96 in Cleveland, and the Hawks thumped the Celtics 127-112. Danilo Gallinari with a team-record 10 threes, scoring 38 points. ESPN just reported that J.J. Watt has received offers from multiple teams. So far, the richest one averages $15 to $16 million annually. Now we check the NFL injury report. Bucks head coach Bruce Arians expects Tom Brady to be fine by June minicamp following that minor left knee procedure. Teammate Jason Pierre-Paul had his own knee surgery yesterday. It was reportedly minor. He'll be fine by training camp. And Chiefs right tackle Mitchell Schwartz finally had to have back surgery yesterday. They were hoping to avoid it. Schwartz only played 6 games last season. He should be fine for the next one. College hoops last night. Number 6, Alabama beat number 20, Arkansas, by 30 the first time they met. Last night, the Razorbacks won 81-66. Number 15, Virginia, on its first 3-game losing streak since the 16-17 season, thanks to a 68-61 home loss to NC State. On ice, the Rangers lost in Philly 4-3 in their first game since winger Artemi Panarin took a leave of absence. We haven't discussed this on the show yet. It's a crazy story. A former coach back in Russia says Panarin punched an 18-year-old woman while playing in the country back in 2011. Panarin's and the Rangers believe this is made up as retribution for Panarin being critical of Russian President Vladimir Putin recently. The KHL, the league in Russia, said yesterday it was never made aware, knows nothing of these allegations against Panarin from a decade ago, and if they did know about it, there would have been an investigation. Multiple teammates have also said that they never heard anything about this happening, and it would have happened back in December of 2011.
It could be fabricated, no doubt, but I don't know if I would trust an operation in Russia to be completely transparent these days about something that might have happened in their country 10 years ago.
But wouldn't you think that they would be on the Putin side of this? Wouldn't you think that they would be involved in maybe furthering this as a story and as making it seem more like the allegations might be true against him? I was surprised they said, we know nothing about this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe so, but I don't know. I feel like when you're asking for clarity, transparency, or the truth about an incident that happened that many years ago from a place like Russia, where truth has always been so difficult to find anyway, you're not going to get it, no matter whose side you're on. But yeah, maybe there is some impetus behind trying to figure out the truth on Putin's side.
Last thing from me, U.S. women's soccer, a 6-0 rout of Argentina in Orlando to win the She Believes Cup for the second consecutive year and fourth time overall. D.A., back to you now.
Andrew. Thank you, Bo. Andrew. Jeffrey tweets, is it possible New England is thinking about bringing back Cam because no veteran quarterback wants to board the sinking ship that's the Pats and deal with Bill Belichick? Look, I think this is a worthy question, and I think anybody that dismisses this type of thinking is a little too quick to do so, because it's not necessarily just going to paint the Patriots as the worst place ever, because I'm sure it's not the worst place ever. They've got good facilities. They care about winning. They've got a really good head coach. All of these things. They've got a bunch of guys that buy in. You don't have people doing their own thing, warring voices, some dopey team chaplain running the place. So it's not like the Patriots are the worst place in the world. But as I've said, the allure to playing in New England was always the winning part. That was the greatest allure. They don't pay great. You get coached, you know, obviously without any love. So don't expect to have your ego stroked. You are not allowed to have a personality there. I mean, Gronk was the closest thing, but Gronk was absolutely the anomaly. Believe me, I covered those Patriots teams for 5 years inside that locker room. I've seen the answer sheet that these guys are given to not say anything. So you're supposed to be completely anonymous. So you're not supposed to build your brand. But you trade all of that because you're going to win. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'd want to win too. So you suck it up. You want to be part of a successful team. You want to go to championship games and Super Bowls and win rings. That's the best part of playing in the NFL, you think. So you're willing to do it. That's fine. Once that doesn't look like it's probable, the Patriots become just everybody else. I mean, honestly. And so, yeah, I think if you have options, some guys won't have options. Some guys will go to the Patriots because, you know, they won't have other good possibilities. But if you have possibilities, the Patriots right now are just one of a bunch of different teams. Nothing's going to separate them. The thing you could say about the Pats is, you know, ownership is strong. They treat players well from that standpoint, right? Facilities and travel, and Robert Kraft wants to do that for the players, even if they're not paid really well. But you get treated well, professional organization, and you get coached by Bill Belichick. Okay, those are all good things. But the true magnetic, you know, piece of the puzzle for New England for 20 years was the winning part. Well, they were 7-9 last year. They are devoid of offensive skill position talent. And if you're a quarterback, you've got to go in there and overcome all of the stuff that Tom Brady finally said, I'm done with, and you know you're not Tom Brady. I mean, I don't think that a bunch of these guys are doubting their own, you know, success or ability, but Brady's obviously the greatest quarterback ever to live, and you're like, okay, I have to overcome all of the things that he said he no longer wanted to overcome? Yeah. Let me go somewhere else. So, yeah, I think that's going to be something that's going to be very difficult for the Patriots unless they draft a guy to get an elite quarterback back in there, which is why I said I think the window's done. I think the window's closed. I don't think that this Belichick-led franchise is going to win another Super Bowl. That's not going out on a limb. A lot of things have to break your way, and you have to have a great quarterback. There's only a handful of those. Now go find one. You know, the Packers drafted Aaron Rodgers. The Niners drafted Steve Young. The Patriots have to go ahead and go find that guy in the draft, probably. But are they going to ever draft high enough to get that guy? This week, it was so weird to see the quotes from Alex Smith and GQ taking aim at Washington because he's such a good dude. We might have the specific reasons why he did so, the incidents that have cropped up about why he said what he did. It's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Thursday morning to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Remember that you can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio network and on SiriusXM Channel 206. Jay reminds me on Twitter that the Niners did not draft Steve Young. They traded for him from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Indeed, Jay is absolutely right. The Bucs had thought that Steve Young was a bust. He had come from the USFL, had not lived up to the hype. Steve Young was losing a lot of games of those first two seasons in Tampa, and they were staring at Vinny Testaverde at the number one overall pick in 1987. And so the Niners swooped in there and grabbed Steve Young for just a 2 and a 4, traded away a second rounder and a fourth rounder. So they were able to buy pretty low on Steve Young. And a lot of people around the NFL just didn't think Steve Young had the chops. Now, the Buccaneers were terrible, so he didn't have any support there. But they just didn't think that Steve Young would ever amount to anything in the NFL. And the Niners saw something. Bill Walsh saw something and obviously saw enough because Steve Young ends up becoming a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer. So Alex Smith has always been the best of guys and took aim at Washington this week in a GQ article saying that they didn't want me there. They didn't embrace me. They were hoping I wouldn't come back, which seems so weird because you'd think, well, wouldn't a team like Ron Rivera, wouldn't a coach like Ron Rivera want to embrace a comeback like that? I mean, Ron Rivera going through his own chemotherapy, Rivera being an ultimate player's guy, he's a former player himself, come back from injury, wouldn't they totally embrace that? And Grant Paulson, our friend in D.C., who's joined us here on the show before, did some digging and found a couple of incidents that he thinks was exactly the reason Alex Smith was saying what he said. That number one, even though Alex Smith had come back from that gruesome injury, they still didn't start him in the playoff game, even though Alex Smith felt like he deserved starting him, starting in the playoffs, because he had helped them win that division, even if it was only 7-9. But Alex Smith saved the season and saved the bacon and did not get the respect of even starting that game. They started Taylor Heinicke, obviously. But number two, maybe more importantly, when a reporter tossed up seemingly a softball to give Alex Smith some love and said, you know, would you be where you are without Alex Smith? Ron Rivera went into a diatribe about how he does think if Kyle Allen would have stayed healthy, that Washington, the team, would be in position for the playoffs anyway. And that rubbed Alex Smith the wrong way because of all that he had come back from and then accomplished to just say, well, we think Kyle Allen could have done the same thing. And I don't know why Ron Rivera would say that. Unless it was not his intent to disrespect Alex Smith, but instead just to wax Kyle Allen because he really liked Kyle Allen. But if Ron Rivera did have any, you know, ulterior motive there, and that was to kind of prove how smart he was, that we knew Kyle Allen would be really good, we would be where we are with Kyle Allen. In other words, Alex Smith wasn't our decision. Kyle Allen was. So we want to prop up our decision. That's a bad job by Ron Rivera because, again, Alex Smith fights through an injury that could have taken his life to come back and play football, and he's winning games for you. You would think you'd bend over backwards to give that guy a lot of respect and a lot of credit. When we come back here on the show, speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their modern quarterback situation, are they about to extend a 43 to 44-year-old Tom Brady?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.